When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
On back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:44, Mark Melusis with you in for BT and Sal this Tuesday midday, 888-808-1019. Alonzo and his future, the theme early, Stratford, Connecticut, we go. Rich, what's going on, Rich?
Hey, Moose, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Listen, I got a proposal, and in the old days, there used to be trades made where both teams ended up happy, and I think I have a perfect proposal. It's with the Boston Red Sox. Pete Alonzo is a right-handed slugger. The Red Sox are in dire need of right-handed hitting right
Love
now.
Love trade proposals. It,
you trade Pete Alonzo to the Red Sox for Tristan Casas, and you throw in Christian Scott, and you got yourself a trade. And you don't have to worry about first base. Because you asked earlier. You said, who could replace 35 home runs a year? Tristan Casas can. But I want Christian Scott. I want Pete Alonzo. I'm a Red Sox fan.
You're a Red Sox fan. Okay. I mean, he can. I'm not denying that. It's an interesting one. It harkens back to the days when I was doing overnights here at WFAN, and we get kind of one trade, especially around the MLB trade deadline or the offseason, you know, where Yankee fans or Met fans, you want to trade a little for a lot. It's a fair trade. I mean, Rich, it's, I think it leans a little heavy toward your way, Boston, as compared to the Mets, but I get where you're coming from.
Don't forget, Casas is 24 years old. He's only 24.
No, I understand. I get it.
You have him under control for a long time, and he's a guaranteed 30 home run guy. Everyone says it.
Yeah, but everyone says it. He's never done it. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, he's never done it. That's why I think that trade leans your way. I was being sarcastic, by the way. I don't love trade proposals. They're tough. They really are. They come out of left field. They're all over the place. It's usually trading a little for a lot. You're trying to, you know, pillage the other team. It just doesn't work. It really doesn't. But I've said it perfect time and time again. Like the idea of, you know, moving on from Pete Alonso to me would be foolish. And maybe, but I'm not David Stearns. I'm not running this organization. I think Cohen understands the value of Pete and what he means to this organization, the value of Pete and what he means to this fan base, and the value in Pete and what he means as a player. But I also think Steve Cohen is going to let David Stearns run this organization as he sees fit. Let's head out to Manhattan. It's Coco. It's the Fan. What's going on, Coco?
Hey, Morris, it's been a long time.
It has been forever, Coco. How have you been, brother?
But I've been seeing you on picks and So I've been listening to you on Saturdays too, whenever I can.
On Sundays, I appreciate it, Coco. Thank you, brother.
That caller yesterday, the lady who called, how's Donna, by the way, and the kids?
They're great. They're doing well. We'll give you a little update on our dog in a little bit. Chip, the clock is ticking. On his health.
No, I listened to that lady yesterday, the one who called about the dog and the medicine.
Yes,
I thought she had a football point at the end or a sport question at the end, but she just.
Yeah, the probiotics, yes.
And it was just a great call. Anyway, that's not what I'm calling about. So, Moose, the Red Sox fan, just made my point. And he made the same point that you made, like, earlier when you said that you've seen a lot of prospects. We can miss them, and then they come. They struggle. And this guy, Pete Alonso, I mean, maybe you could look at this. How many first basemen right now has 1,951 RBIs? I don't know. Maybe you could look it up. This guy has a bad year. From what people saying, and with all that, he has 19 and 51.
Yes.
So you multiply by two. I'm saying that he has what 38 and maybe 100 and some. That's bad. I'm in the first baseman, Ryan. I can't say that. That's my first point. And the second point, I know I have, who I really appreciate. I'm sure you appreciate him too, as a former producer. So I was asking him when Saquon Barkley has that voicemail played on the HBO special. Do you think he, at that point, he probably thought he was going to be a Giant? If not, did he get paid for it? I know he doesn't need the money. I was just shocked that that voicemail was played, that phone conversation was played. I was shocked.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think number one is I don't think Saquon got paid for it. No, nor do I think, you know, Joe Shane or anybody else within the Giants organization are getting paid for it. It's kind of eye on, you know, fly on the wall kind of camera set up in Shane's office. The Giants have control of what's getting out. You know, I believe it was a case where HBO and Hard Knocks, HBO picked it up after the Giants agreed to it and decided to it an off-season Hard Knocks.
Not to catch you up, I mean, this is very interesting. This is a private conversation between two parties. I mean, I was just shocked. Anyway, I'm a Jet fan. Can I make it just a last point real quick?
Yeah.
Like you said you are David Stern is not foolish. Like, he's not stupid. I mean, he's never won anything. You think he's going to get rid of Pete Alonso? I mean, that would be stupid. I don't think Cohen would allow him to do so. Anyway, that's all I had for you. And again,
there's two to tango. I mean, Coco, there's two to tango as well when it comes to it. The value that they put on him as a player and what now Pete Alonso's looking for in free agency with his new agent. So there's two. But I do think with all things being equal, bringing me back to the John Mara and Joe Shane conversation, talking about Saquon Barkley, but if all things were equal, I think Pete Alonso would love to be back here in New York and remain here with the Mets and stay here long term. Middletown, New York. It's Alex. It's the Fan. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Alex.
Let me get this off speaker.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to get this off speaker. Okay. Sorry. Alonso, I don't know how many clutch homers he's hit. Like, sometimes when I'm watching, he seems to hit a lot of so-what homers. But not only that, with him, I don't think he's worth the money that he would be asking. And if he wanted to stay a Met, number one, why did he hire Scott Boras? Because you know Scott Boras is not going to take a Met offer, you know, unless it's like out of sight. And number two, why doesn't he just do what Judge did? You know, go over him and say, listen, this is my number. You give it to me, I'll stay. So to me, I don't know if he's, you know, kind of, you know, to use this phrase I probably shouldn't use, speaking with forked tongue, you know. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, I think I think he hired Scott Boras because Scott Boras is really good at his job, and he's looking to maximize his value. And Scott Boras is always going to get the Mets and Steve Cohen involved in conversations, as we have seen before, right? Was it not Scott Boras that was calling Steve Cohen as he was on vacation in Hawaii with his family about Carlos Correa?
Yeah, well, you're right.
I mean, I don't necessarily know that it's a bad thing if you hire an agent that's really good at what he does. Now, has he mishandled situations? Drew, yeah, there have been scenarios where, you know, he promised the sky and the moon. I don't think Alonso's going to be that scenario. I don't think Alonso's going to be that situation. So that's number one. Number two is, you know, if he's not going to be, Aaron Judge made that call as he was in free agency.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, Judge called Hal Steinbrenner as he was getting offers from other teams. Mm-hmm. You know, that was after, John Heyman, who I love, you know, tweeted out that he thought he was going to go to the San Francisco Giants, and then all of a sudden he's coming back to the New York Yankees. So, you know, we're not there yet. We're sitting here middle part of the 24 season, or at the All-Star break, I should say, at the regular season. We're not at free agency yet. We're not at the off-season. Thanksgiving's not right around the corner. Fall Classic isn't in the rearview mirror. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel that Boras is always going to go after, you know, he's always going to go after the most money, regardless of where it's from.
But here's the amazing thing. Like, and here's what we all have to understand. The player's not working for the agent. The agent is working for the player. Like, that's the relationship that it needs to be. Now, there might be a player who doesn't care, who tells Scott Boras or any agent, I don't care where I play. I just want to maximize my value. I don't care about winning. I don't care that I need to be put in a good situation. I want to make sure that I make the most amount of money that I possibly can to set up me and my family for the rest of their lives. Like that, and obviously you operate as such. You can operate under the guise where Pete Alonso notifies, you know, Scott Boras and tells him, listen, I want to remain with the Mets. I want to be here. I understand there's a matter of using leverage, getting other teams involved, playing the game. You can go out there and play the game, but if there's an offer here on the table from the Mets that's comparable to someplace else, that's where I want to be. Jim in Riverhead's up next to the Fan. What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, how you doing, Moose? Yeah, I just wanted to go over, I know you threw out there some of the numbers, you know, 35 or 92 or whatever, and actually, like, the worst year he ever had was 37-94. If you look at it, like, forget about the COVID
year. Yeah, the COVID year comes into play, correct.
57 games, and normally he averaged, let's see, 161, 152, 160, 154 amount of games. So if you take COVID, 57 games, and this year, 95, put it together, there's your 152. So if you take the five seasons, divide it into all his numbers, he's really a 42-109 if you want to do the numbers.
Yeah, you could do that if you take away the COVID year. Fair. Yeah, you could look at it. It's even better than what I was talking about, 35-92.
Yeah, so my point is to replace that, who has 42-109? The answer? Only Pete Alonso, right?
Right. Well, I had a Mets fan call me up and tell me, you know, about a guy in Double A. That's going to be that's figuring out that's going to be the next guy. That's where I think you're a little foolish. And that's where I mentioned I've seen a number of prospects in this city fail and fail miserably, right? Time and time again. So I look at Alonso as a player and I say this is a guy that if he is not here, then what exactly is the game plan to replace what he provides this team and this organization in the here and now? Not talking about 5 years from now. I'm talking about 2025. What's the game plan to replace what Alonso provides at first?
Good point. And I don't even care about his home runs. People just met, he's a home run hitter. I go by how many, you know, RBIs, run producer. Who's got more than him? Nobody. He's driven in the most runs. So, and to say, anybody to say he's not clutch, if you've driven in the most runs in all of baseball, how could you not be clutch? The three-run homer in the beginning of the game and you win 4-1, that doesn't count? You know, I mean...
Jim, there are some players that are a little bit more clutch than others. You look at Alonso's numbers this year, I think with runners on, I think he's only hitting like .222. So he's not at a great first half. He hasn't. We've talked about that. I don't think it's indicative of what he is as a player, though. Red Bank, we go. It's Mike. It's the Fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Moose. How are you today, Val? How's the puppy feeling?
Not great. Not great. We'll get into a little chip update a little bit later on the program, but it was another long night. Another long night in the Malusis household.
And you know, your wife shopping for rugs yet?
No. Thank God we have hardwood floors.
Oh, thank God.
But now it's coming out both ends.
Oof. Yeah. Gotcha. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, on a less important note, let's talk about the Mets and Alonso.
Yeah.
With you on Alonso, keep him, you know, pay him as a highest paid first baseman, but, you know, not judge money.
No. Within reason. I don't tell me the team out there that's going to give him that caliber of contract. I don't think there is a team.
I don't think so. And if he gets that greedy, the Mets should just have Boris Gray. We'll take Bregman. I mean, like, legit. And then there's the message delivered with the same agent. But also, if you look at the Mets, so let's go minor league stuff, right? But look at the guys they picked up last year. They're all more athletes, and they're not really a power person coming through. Clifford's just up in Double A. Really, the other right-handed power hitter on the entire organization is Alvarez. So if you have Alvarez and Pete as your right-handed power guys for the next, say, 5 years, that's actually a good combo with all the athletes. Like, you're looking at, like, a real lineup. If we take Alonso out of the lineup, no one really scares him as far as power.
No, Mike, I don't disagree. That's where in agreement with you. Love Alvarez as a player. Vientos has proven himself to be a solution, even though he's not great defensively at third base, but you love what he provides you offensively at the plate. Beatty's got multiple opportunities, has failed to impress on the major league level. Yeah, Alonso is a guy that I can't say is more succinct than this. Pete Alonso needs to be a Met. Not just for the rest of this season, but really for all of his formidable years, his most important years in Major League Baseball. I'll be honest with you. Like, he should be a forever Met, wherever that ends up. Like, Pete Alonso should not put on another jersey. He mentioned that he wants to be a Met last night down in Arlington after he failed in the home run derby. I wholeheartedly believe him. I don't think there's this unbelievable offer he's going to get from some other team. I think just like Nimmo came back, Edwin Diaz came back, I think Pete Alonso will be back after this season, regardless of how this season turns out.